Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the corn market's catching its breath. It was up about 4 cents earlier, and now we're trading about 2¾ lower as I speak. Well, part of that could be buying wheat, selling corn. We've got to keep our eye on that wheat. It looks like it has a bull flag, and today's move is coming right back up to the top side of the channel of that bull flag. But so we need to break out of that and push further. Now, the wheat tour starts next week in Kansas, so that'll help the cause too. But that said, the corn market's down a little bit. That's fine. If December corn closes over 4.96¾ tomorrow, we will have a higher weekly close. That should portend a higher week next week. In the meantime, beans are higher, and it's been a reluctant day all the way. This is a market that's got an inside range just sitting here, and it's going to be interesting because we are into a cycle window that was thought it would be a low on our beans, and so far we have not taken out yesterday's low, and we had every chance in the world to do it last night or earlier today. The market's very quiet, and, you know, there's that old saying, never sell a quiet market or kick a sleeping dog. So we'll have to see, but beans will end up with a lower weekly close unless some fire really gets hidden under them, and that doesn't appear to be the case. So we'll see if we come back and test it, or do we come up and take this week's highs out. Last week's close was 1502, and so our high this week is less than that. It wouldn't take much to take out this week's high next week. Doing so would be very positive for the bean market and carry us further. That said, I don't think our highs are in yet for the November beans. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.